Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Listen to Raheemi Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
To show how he has flea flickers way up there. Williams recovers, throws a seed, has a man, it is caught for a touchdown. Luther Burden's first in the league.
Oh my God. Ben Johnson into his bag of tricks. Caleb, man in his face.
Yeah, Tom Brady's all of us there. That's exactly how I felt, too. That was the Fox broadcast. It was their game of the week on Sunday afternoon, and the Cowboys lost to the Bears, 31-14. The Bears won on national television. Huzzah! Perhaps our luck is changing. This is Raheemi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score.
Yeah, the luck is, it has nothing to do with it. It's about the hard work that Caleb Williams has been putting in since day one. He went from the dirt and dust of training camp to what you saw yesterday, which was beautiful, like a statue that's finally been built. Now, there's still some sanding and some other stuff they got to do to make that statue look pristine, per se. But the sculpture exists, Layla. The sculpture exists.
You can't exactly play started from the bottom now he's here, because he was never really at the bottom in his life. The guy knows how to achieve.
Number one overall pick.
Yeah. So there's that.
He started with the bottom of the Bears, though.
So. Yeah, no. The Bears started at the bottom. Yeah. And now they might not be there forever. That doesn't make the lyrics sound any better when I say it like that. I got an email. Would you like to hear it for a second?
Stonecutter?
Because it's a little bit of breaking news. No, I think Stonecutter went away with others from the midday show.
I do like breaking news.
Started from the bottom. Okay, go ahead.
We'll do it. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Started from the bottom, now they're 1-2.
The whole team's here.
Caleb Williams is nominated for FedEx Air and Ground NFL Player of the Week. How do you like that? I got an email from the FedEx.
Who are the other nominees? That's what I want to know, because I think Caleb Williams is going to win.
No
FedEx
other nominees. It is Caleb.
Well,
it's just nice that it's not to the opposing team this week.
There's a guy you heard of, Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen.
I have heard of him.
Seattle Seahawks quarterback Sam Darnold, 14 of 18 for 218 yards. And two touchdowns with a 154.2 passer rating. The Vikings game that sobered me against the Bengals, the early game that I was watching, Jordan Mason rushed for 16 times and 116 yards and two touchdowns. Jonathan Taylor of the Indianapolis Colts. And Las Vegas Raiders wide receiver Trey Tucker, 8 catches for 145 yards and 3 touchdowns. But yes, Caleb Williams is nominated as the FedEx Air and Ground NFL Player of the Week.
I will say this. That Jonathan Taylor run, I don't know if you guys have seen it yet, but you need to Google that, because his run was special. Spinning, slipping out of tackles, all that. All that to say, Layla, the only person on that list that I was scared of the stats was Trey Tucker, but they lost, so I'm not really worried about him. Caleb Williams is winning it. He's winning that award. It's going to stay with the Bears possibly for the next 2 weeks, Mark?
I just clicked like.
Marshall has made a prediction. It got us to 10:30. But I say all of that to say, not only was that performance recognized, but we're asking the question, was that his best performance as a Bear? When I consider that it was his first game where he hasn't been sacked in his career, when I think about how, to his profile, he was able to hit the home run balls. He was able, I asked him that question with you, Mark Rohde. I said, what does this offense look like when you're happy? And I think we got as close as we've seen to that happening. And he was like, well, I'm in flow. And you can't describe that. It's not really something you can visualize. But I wanted him to tell us, like, is it Ben Johnson in his bag? You're running fun plays? Like, that flea flicker looked dangerous for a minute with the throwback from DeAndre Swift. But Williams was able to make it work. He threw that fastball of a ball to Luther Burden. Burden ran a great route. So what we saw was that there was a ton of misdirection. There were a lot of creative play calls. He got to do a little bit of, I think, what he does best. And then additionally, we saw that married with playing well in structure. So I said, yeah, I think this is his best game as a Bear. What do you think, Mark?
I do think it was his best game as a Bear. I do. And like, I'll give some more reasons. Like, the touchdowns were flashy. I like some of the plays that led up to the touchdowns as well. Like the first quarter, second drive, the 35-yard pass set up by a 31-yard pass to Colston Loveland. Hello, Colston Loveland. Good to see you. I know they didn't connect on that first play. I loved Caleb's 29-yard pass to Luther Burden. That play up the middle, it was a little bit of a wobbly ball, but that led to the Cole Kmet 10-yard touchdown run. And then how about, I think one of my favorite parts about it is Caleb wasn't forcing it. He got it to a lot of different wide receivers, but we heard nothing from DJ Moore until the first drive of the third quarter. That third and 10 to DJ Moore, which eventually led to the 4-yard touchdown pass to DJ Moore, was absolutely beautiful. So I love some of the things that led up to some of the great touchdown throws in this. What I took exception to, though, Mr. Harris, you in specific, this, I think it was his best game. Just the fact that you, in our show meeting, I'm taking you backstage, I'm going to throw it out there.
Take backstage.
You dismissed it like, come on, there's no other possible answer. And I do remember October 13, 2024, when the Bears beat the Jaguars 35-16, and Caleb Williams was 23 of 29 for 226 yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 pick, hit 7 different receivers, 56 yards running as well. Cole Kmet, 5 catches for 70 yards. That was his 2 TD game. Keenan Allen, a 2 TD game. And he did have a 300-yard game in the week previous to that against Carolina, which was the DJ Moore game. So while this was his best game, it's not like by a wide margin. It's not by the margin you were trying to sell backstage.
No, it's by a wide margin. And by wide margin, I mean it's his greatest game. And there's no doubt it's his greatest
Why
game.
Why is it such a wide margin?
Said, first of all, you just said it was his greatest game. I want to get you
it
to
is.
Double
no,
down
I,
on that.
I never said okay, it wasn't. It, so it, what, that was his why, best game, but it takes a little bit more thought than, come on, there's nothing else.
Here's why it's by a wide margin. I like to call that 2-game stretch the expansion era, in which 2 expansion teams, the Carolina Panthers and Jacksonville Jaguars,
who came into the league at Cowboys the same defense time. Sucked. It's the worst. They gave up 600 yards in the last 2 weeks. So this is a bad, bad Matt Eberflus defense. Worse than maybe the Jacksonville defense.
Yeah, it was the expansion era because they both had teal in their logos. So
yes,
that tells you what
that.
Year they came in.
Exactly. I remember all of that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I say all that to say this. In those games, he did find himself picking himself up in the backfield because he was sacked. He was not sacked yesterday and really was in little danger of being sacked because he was so on point in rhythm. It's not just about the stats. But if we want to go with just the stats, understand this.
I'm not going with the stats. I watched that game. I watched every second of that game. Don't give me that stat stuff.
142.6 quarterback rating, which is by far his best in a single game. Also, the yards per attempt, 10.6. Also, the greatest number he's put up. You just talked about the fact that he shared it with more pass catchers in this game than he had ever done previously, and he was in command watching him. They had a plan. He followed the plan. The best part about this is he was not off script as much as he was in those two wins that you're talking about. There's a reason he was running for his life and getting 56 yards on the ground. That here, he took Ben Johnson's game plan and executed it better than he's executed any game plan in the history of Caleb Williams being an NFL player. That's why it's not close. Plus, no sacks, no turnovers. Can't say that about either of those other two games you were talking about.
Well, the no sacks, yeah, absolutely. But you're completely dismissing seven different wide receivers.
No,
and you're also dismissing what he had to overcome. Shane Waldron's play calling, Matt Eberflus's head coaching. Yeah, he had to run for his life because of that, for sure. But like, yes, this was his best game, but I still am not sold on the dismissal. Layla, where are you on this? Are you team Marshall or team Grody?
Oh, see how you made it personal?
No, I mean, it doesn't have to be Marshall or Grody. Is it that wide of a margin?
I do think that this was
Turn your mic on!
It was on. Oh, I do think that this was his best game. And I believe it because of what we saw. Well, first of all, you said seven different receivers. Well, it was nine.
I said nine.
I'm talking about the Jacksonville game.
I know. And it was nine yesterday.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, two more. Is that a wide margin? The problem I have is you're calling this a wide disparity. 9-7.
It sounds like you two need to talk this out. You asked me a question, but then I wanted to go ahead.
I wanted to hear what you had to say, Layla.
Because I was going to say, I'm like, well, if you two need to keep talking about this.
Go ahead. Sorry, Layla.
No, it's cool. Wow. So I think also touchdown interception ratio, right? Four touchdowns yesterday, zero picks. He did have one pick in that game against the Jaguars. We just don't remember it because, well, it was the Jaguars.
Right.
I think the thing we saw in the game against the Jaguars that's probably notable was it just felt like such a relief because we remember Jalen Johnson saying, I got to like relax and know we were playing with the lead and you got to let up a little bit. You didn't have to worry so much. And I will say, I don't think that was what happened yesterday. I think that Bears team yesterday very much respected what Dak Prescott and that team can do. And they started to move the ball so effectively in the fourth quarter, going to that 2-minute offense. You didn't have the same like cushion. You know, it wasn't comfy, as Caleb likes to say. There was still very much a sense of urgency in that game as a viewer or as somebody if you're watching the defense. So to say all of that, I still think yesterday was better because you saw him play under the structure. Like it was so good that you saw trick plays. It was so good that you saw, and frankly, I think it was incredibly notable about the route, you know, the time that the ball spent in the air yesterday. What was it, 62 and a half yards in the air? Tom Brady was incredibly complimentary when it came to that aspect of it as well, because frankly, that's something that not a lot of other quarterbacks can do. That was released by Next Gen Stats. So you combine all of that, like being his best self, it's probably yesterday for me.
Oh, and again, very clear. Yesterday was Caleb's best game. The argument I'm making is it's not by this wide undoing version. Texter says from the 224, it's a victory Monday. Chill the F out, guys. No.
You know, here's the thing. We're going to act how we want to act about this. We're not going to tell you how to behave.
That's all, Layla. He's have that. That's a fun text. It's all.
Yeah,
good.
But you know what I'm saying.
I know. Think, like, of course, I read it because I thought it was funny.
It is funny, but like also, we're going to be passionate about what we talk about every single day.
That's right. Sometimes Marshall and I'll go at each other.
Yeah, and usually
when he doesn't
you're
know
wrong.
What he's talking about. That's because sometimes he doesn't know what he's talking about. Bears.
Listen, all I'm saying is, Mark, Caleb Williams looked better yesterday than he's ever looked as a Bear. And it's not like another game I was thinking, oh, but maybe that game. I wasn't thinking about another game when I saw it.
Okay.
And then even when I looked back at, I remember Jacksonville, because that was the game where I said, oh, the Bears prove they can beat bad teams. That's all I learned
well,
from that game.
Well, then maybe you should be saying the Bears prove they can beat a bad defense.
Nope.
How come you're not saying that today?
The difference is, what I'm saying now is, Caleb Williams can play within Ben Johnson's structure, and that's the most important lesson that I was worried about him learning early in the season, and he's surpassed my expectations three games into the season.
I gave him too many yards in the air. It was 62.1 yards in the air on the flea flicker. Longest completion in the NFL this season, and Caleb Williams' longest completion of his career. Bears.
TDN.
Bears.
Yeah.
The boys might be a little bit over-caffeinated this morning.
I haven't even had any caffeine yet.
The boys are misbehaving today, Layla. Sorry.
And maybe during the break they need to lie down with a cold compress on their heads or something. Relax. It's only football. Look, we know it's only football.
I'm done with you
sports.
Today,
it's
Marshall.
In our disclaimer. Yeah, the world can be a stupid place, but we can have fun about sports, which is what we're doing today. Today.
Can we get them to maybe jump in on the fun? Also, Meatball Machine.
Yeah, Meatball Machine, the best of the Meatball Machine is coming your way at 125, so you still got some time to get in some voice messages to the Meatball Machine if you want. This Thursday, by the way, we want to tell you, join the score and Budweiser live from 2 to 6 at Old Crow in Wrigleyville. Our show will be at a special time from 2 to 6 because Spiegel and Holmes are 10 to 2 that day before they go to Las Vegas.
Lucky guys. Early shift.
Yes. Yeah. Stop by to register to win special prizing from Budweiser. Say hi to me, Marshall, and Mark before the Cubs game. Groats is with us too. You can tell him Bears. That is Thursday at 2 at Old Crow in Wrigleyville, and it is brought to you by Budweiser. This Bud's for you. So we want to take your calls. Let's do it next. 312-644-6767. Chime in. Tell us what you think. What was your favorite part about yesterday's game? We'll do it next on The Score.
Loud noises!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.